Good morning. This is Wilmer Kaufman here this morning with the Morning Devotional. I greet you all in the name of Jesus. My phone number here is 484-919-8850. I will have to ask each one of you to bear with me here this morning. I am actually in Philadelphia, and I have nothing with me except for my phone, so I'm going to be reading some scripture from my phone here this morning. The encouragement that has come to me here this morning that I believe that the Lord wants me to share with you all is for us to be faithful today, to be faithful in Him. Here this summer we had some tent meetings in the area. They lasted 2 weeks, and it ended up being a very refreshing tent meeting here. When they first came into the area, we knew that it was coming, and I guess to our shame, it just seemed like another tent meeting, and I guess in some ways we are so blessed in this nation, and especially in our area. The Word of God can be taught by the Word of God almost any given day, any given evening. There's tent meetings, revival meetings, and so on going on all around us, and but somehow the Lord got us steered our thoughts and directed our path, that we ended up at the first tent meeting in the evening, and we ended up going most of the evening. Someone from our family was there. Turned out to be a very refreshing time for our family, and one of the things that came out in that tent meeting is to be able to live by the Spirit and to walk in the Spirit. There's a verse here that I would like to read here this morning. Says, for the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect towards him. That verse there, it's a very dear verse. You know, when our heart is perfect towards God, when we come into His presence and we open up our hearts to Him, no matter what we're battling with, no matter what we're going through, if we come into His presence and we intentionally open up our hearts and we allow ourselves to be open with our Father, and we do have that perfect heart, it enables us to walk in that perfection. That's the perfection that our Father is looking for, that we come to Him in an open-hearted way. We open ourselves up to Him, and we're transparent with Him. And it's what enables us to fellowship with Him. But not only is that what the Lord is looking for? When our heart is perfect towards Him, we are able to also draw nigh to Him. And we no longer are afraid of Him. There's something that became very clear this summer through these tent meetings is why the question that came up and then the clarity that came, first of all, the question, why do we live in a time where so many people, you know, we have the Old Testament, and then we have Jesus Christ came, and he showed us the Father. In quite a few times he came to show us the Father. He said, if you see me, you see the Father. If you hear me, you hear the Father. And and then as he was preparing to leave, he clearly talked about how he's going to leave, and the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, was going to come. And the Holy Spirit was going to teach them all things. It was going to reveal all things to them. It was going to bring into their remembrance all things. And Jesus saw it necessary. At one place he said, it needs to be that I go so that the Comforter can come. Jesus saw it necessary for him to leave, to give room for the Spirit of God to move amongst us. Why is it in our day that we are so afraid, or we're so skeptical about the Spirit of God? I believe if our heart is right with God, I believe that if it is, we will find that the safest thing to snuggle up to is the Spirit of God and God himself. I do believe that we can have that kind of connection no matter what we're going through. If we come to him and we open ourselves up to him and we praise him, you know, praise and worship can come once we're honest with God. And if we're honest with God and we praise and worship him, and regardless of what we're going through, we commit our lives to him today, it opens us up and it enables us to meet others today and to be that channel that the Lord so wants us to be for each other, where there's a ray of hope about us, where there's a ray of hope that can be coming from our lives as we meet each other and as we encourage each other. And, you know, it's a way for those around us to meet Christ. If we're saying yes to Christ and our heart is perfect towards him and he's here and he's with us, I just find it so interesting. Our Father, the Almighty God that has created everything that we see. And, you know, not only did he create everything, but everything that we see is full of life. And it's just amazing to me that Creator has chosen to live inside of us. And if we say yes to all that, if we say yes to all that, we have no doubt we'll have an opportunity today to first of all, to walk with him, in him, to walk hand in hand with him. But it will also give us an opportunity to walk in such a way that there's a ray of hope about us as we go forward that can be encouraging to ourselves and to those around us as we go forward in this day. Praise the Lord. He is good. Our Father is good. There is not a bad thought in my Father. There is not an evil thought in my Father at all. There is no darkness in him at all. Praise the Lord. God be with you all as you go forward today. May you be encouraged. May you be filled with the Holy Spirit. May you be enveloped in his Spirit as you go forth today.